Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
To Pantsuit Politics on the ground at the Democratic National Convention. And actually, we're at breakfast right now, so that's the music you hear in the background.
So definitely no shouting as well. So yeah. Plenty of nuance and bacon.
Nuance and with a side of bacon. Oh my God, can we make that our new slogan?
Well, so Sarah, I think the best thing to do is to start by wishing you a happy birthday and to just say, why don't you just say all the things that you want to say from yesterday, because I know you have all the things going on in your head.
I love my life. I love every person in my life. I love being a Democrat. I love Barack Obama. I love that I'm here. It's too much. This could be one of the, I mean, this is really, I'm prone to being hyperbolic, but I don't feel like I'm being right now. Like, this is an emotional day on the level of like when I had my children. There's just a lot, like feeling so grateful to be here. Everybody wishing me a happy birthday, thinking of all the amazing people in my life, being here for her. Like, it's just, it's too much, you guys. It's way too much. I'm feeling all the feelings right now.
Well, that's true. She is. I can attest to it. So it was a really jam-packed schedule yesterday. You Democrats, like, with the scheduling, I mean, there's not any brevity here.
Nope.
At the Democratic National Convention. So why don't we kind of walk through some of the more.
Well, there's brevity.
Speakers.
Some people were speaking for 5 minutes. There was just 50 of them. Yes. Speaking for 5 minutes.
So many of them. Also, the emotional intensity of this event is high. So a lot of focus on gun violence during the speeches yesterday. And I just sort of needed a break at a couple of moments because it was just one speaker after another, really moving personal accounts. I was really excited to see Chris Murphy because, as a Republican, Chris Murphy is one of the senators from the Democratic Party that I admire most because of his really consistent and passionate and persuasive message on gun violence. So what did you think of Chris Murphy, Sarah?
I thought he was fantastic. He got really fired up. He got the crowd fired up. There was a lot of, we've had enough, we've had enough. This isn't, you know. There was, I don't remember if he said it, that we're tired of politicians that cower behind the NRA and leave American families behind, which I really thought was beautiful. He did a really, really great job, which was I thought what was even more powerful, what honestly, especially as a victim of gun violence, were the families. We had Christine Linonen, the mother of Orlando shooting victim Christopher Drew Linonen, and I think a lot of people remember her because she had a moment on one of the networks around Orlando, like waiting to hear, she was outside waiting to hear about her son, and she sort of knew, and I knew that moment. I didn't watch it too carefully, but when she came out with his friends, and there was a moment where she was speaking, and it was already emotional, and then she said, "And he was my only child," and I just lost it. Like, it was just so powerful to be up there. And then the daughter of the principal at Sandy Hook came up too, and she said something very similar to what Trayvon Martin's mother said, which was, "I didn't want to be here. I don't want to be here. Like, this is, I want to be at home with my mom watching the nomination of the first female president. I want to be here with you people." And it was just, I mean, it just magnifies everything you're feeling. It just, you know, people that are passionate about politics, it's an interest of theirs, and it's, you know, there's a lot of reasons you're interested, but it's like John Stewart always says, the people in LA think they have power, the people in DC do. Like, this is, politics isn't just a game. It affects people's lives, and when you hear those people stand up and testify over and over again to the impact of these things in their lives, like, it just brings it all home, and it just it's like an amplifier to every emotion that's already tied up in something you care so deeply about.
And then I think we can just jump ahead to Joe Biden, who gave, I think, the best Joe Biden speech I have ever heard, and a really thoughtful and powerful critique of Donald Trump, particularly on how Donald Trump would affect America's standing in the world and how he would handle foreign policy. And what I thought was so fantastic about it was he lowered his voice so much that every person in the crowd, like, shut up for a second, which was unusual because there was
shushing. Like, when Christine Linonen came out, everybody was like, shush, right. And the crowd went completely silent.
So he was outstanding. And I said this on Twitter, it kind of broke my heart because everything he said about Trump is what I so badly wish any Republican leader would have said 9 months ago.
Yeah.
And I think it would have been over. I really do. I know everyone says, you know, there was nothing that could be done about this. I think that succinct, focused, think about what you are doing here message would have been really effective early in the Republican primaries. And I'm sad that didn't happen. But it was very effective with this crowd. It was one of the few times, I mean, for the most part, I think the idea of a Trump presidency is so sort of outrageous and laughable in this room that the other attacks on Trump feel completely superfluous to me, like almost misplaced because the message is so positive, and then there are these little darts at Trump that just feel kind of off. But this was really effective, and then followed by Michael Bloomberg, who I thought
Michael Bloomberg was really good.
He had an incredibly tough act to follow, and it, from a stylistic standpoint, is a much less dynamic speaker than Joe Biden, but it was a very measured reflection on why a Trump presidency is unfathomable, and I thought it was really, really effective, and I think it is one of the few things I've heard at this convention that I feel could resonate with people who aren't Democrats.
Yeah, I immediately texted my dad and said, "What do you think?" He hadn't seen it yet, but I can't wait for him to see it. And I think with Joe Biden, you know, Joe Biden is such an interesting political creature. Like, I was telling somebody, I feel like Tim Kaine is Joe Biden minus the tragedy. Like, he's sort of, we call him Uncle Joe. There's all these memes of him eating ice cream. And so he's got this levity, and he has this sort of, you know, your dad's best friend, you kind of joke around him kind of situation, but then he also has he's had such personal tragedy and is so vulnerable about it that, you know, it doesn't catch me off guard every time, but it's just like brings me to tears every time he talks about his family and, you know, Beau Biden dying of cancer recently, and he's, you know, he talked about the broken places and how we get strong in the broken places, and just his, again, vulnerability with grief and, you know, willing to step out there and not think that makes him appear less strong or less of a leader, which I think is not just a powerful political message to send, but a great human message to send. You know, Beth and I have been talking this weekend a lot about the messages we send men and boys, and I love that Joe Biden stands up there and will tear up and will talk about his grief and then move on to being like foreign policy. I think that's so powerful and wonderful. And, you know, he did his Joe Biden thing, and it was a beautiful thing to witness. And then, again, Michael Bloomberg, it wasn't an emotional appeal in the way that Joe Biden was, but it was almost like a good balance. He stood up here and he was like, okay, this isn't about emotion for me. I'm an independent. I like y'all people, but, like, you're not my people. You know, like, I've had all kinds of people. And what I think is even more powerful than him being an independent, Michael Bloomberg, is that he is this New York real estate. Like, you know, he knows what Donald Trump is like. Like, they live in the same world. And so I think that him being this New York businessman and being like, he's conning us. Like, I'm a New Yorker. I know a con when I see it. And don't fall for it. I know this man, and I'm not a Democrat. I have no reason to say this. So
we are special breakfast people here at Pantsuit Politics, but not just when Beth and I are on the road. The truth is, I want something warm from the oven every Saturday morning and Sunday morning. It's just the truth. It makes it feel special, makes it feel exciting. I don't want to work at it. So the first time I ever saw Wild Grain, which is Bake from Frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries, I was obsessed. You guys, I've been a member for over a year. It's amazing. It's so easy. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less. No thawing required. You can fully customize your Wild Grain box. You can choose any combination of breads, pastas, pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit to start your subscription. Sometimes I make one single croissant just for me because I want to feel special, and they're so good. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit. That's wildgrain.com/pantsuit, or you can use promo code pantsuit at checkout. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You guys, I love my Aura frames. I have one in my office. I have one in my kitchen. I have given one as a housewarming gift. I have given one as Mother's Day, Father's Day. They are the most amazing gifts because this app is a game changer, in my personal opinion, in digital frames. It makes it so, so easy to get the pictures on there and even videos. It plays like you're in Harry Potter, you guys. It is the best. I love mine so much. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Pantsuit at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Can I get something off my chest? Every day I feel a little pang of sadness because I think about Griffin going away to college. Y'all, he's a freshman in high school. This is not healthy or normal. This is why I have it on my list of things to talk to my therapist about. We all carry around these things, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us. Therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. You gotta get it off your chest. And you can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/pantsuit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pantsuit.
I think it's interesting that you point out, like, the less emotional aspect of the Bloomberg speech, because something that I knew before coming here but am so keenly aware of now is that I think there are some personality differences that draw people to one party or another beyond policy. Overall reaction that I've had this week is that the drama level here is really high for me. And sort of the celebrity aspect is really out of control for me. And the intensity of emotion is just, it's like just not what I'm looking for in my party. Like Bloomberg's style, while he's not as talented a speaker as a lot of the speakers that we've heard, is more kind of what I'm coming to the table for. And, you know, the emotion that I've had all week is just being mad that I don't feel like there is a real choice in this election, because I see what's being put up on the Democratic side, and people are excited about it, and they believe in it, and it's a coherent vision. And I don't feel that my party is matching that, and it makes me mad. And it makes me mad. All I want, I don't need to be overwhelmed with emotion and love and excitement, and have sort of the kumbaya vibe of this whole thing. It's great. I respect it. It's just not what I'm looking for. All I need is to be proud of our nominee and proud of the vision that the party is putting forward. And I don't have that, and it makes me mad. But I do think it's really interesting to think about, like, what people are looking for at events like this from parties. And I think that in addition to all of the, and maybe it's chicken and egg, right? Like, what my view of what policies are helpful is also influenced by those personality traits.
Yeah.
But that's been kind of a fascinating thing to watch and to become. I've learned a lot about myself, you know, observing those dynamics too.
Well, and I think, you know, we, you know, Democrats don't think government is the problem. We don't think government's perfect, but we don't see government as a problem to be curtailed, and that comes across. It comes across as, like, we think government is a solution to a lot of pain in people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that you feel that at the convention. You feel like we're not talking about, you know, administrative law here. We're talking about this bill passed. Hillary Clinton passed this bill. Like, they had a woman whose husband was killed in Iraq, and Hillary changed the death benefits in the military, and she was like, my husband was killed, Hillary passed this law, my life is better, I have a better life because I have more money. And so it's just like the emotional impact of all that, and how I felt, you know. It's so easy to sort of ride the wave of, like, oh, my party is the best. But what I keep feeling is, like, I'm just sad. Like, I'm sad little girls at the Republican National Convention and don't get to feel this. It's such a great feeling. And to, like, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be a kumbaya love fest, but to just feel like I'm a part of something great. I'm a part of something bigger. Like, this is, as a human being, like, connections where it's at, as we all know from Brené Brown, who, by the way, President Obama totally gave a shout out to, and it was amazing. I mean, technically, he gave a shout out to Teddy Roosevelt, but we all know that's Brené Brown's quote now. And just the, you know, that's why I love being American. It's very patriotic to feel like you're in it with people. You're in it for the greater good. You're in it in this historical way. Like, we've been, you know, battling this. And, you know, Barack Obama at one point said, it was like, our union is not yet perfect. Our union can still be more perfect. But I love that. Like, I'm not trying to get to the finish line, and I'm not trying to win the game, because I don't think it's a game. I think it's, you know, in college I had a professor that said, you don't break the chain. That doesn't mean you get to see the end. It just means you stay the strongest link. And everybody, you know, the reason this moment is so big for women and for me is, like, I feel like a part of the chain. I feel like, you know, I was telling about the greatest historical tragedy to me is that Susan B. Anthony never got to see women get the right to vote. And I, like, posted something about Abigail Adams, and they posted that she sort of shut down Bill O'Reilly's argument about White House being built by slaves and they were well fed, blah, blah, blah. But, and I love that she's, like, winning arguments. Centuries, yes, I put decades. A reader pointed that out. But, like, I feel a part of that chain. I feel like Abigail Adams did what she could do, and Susan B. Anthony did what she could do, and we are all still just doing what we can do to make it better and to make, you know, our kids' lives better, and the next little girls never have to wonder if they can do this, and the next, you know, little black boys all over the country, you know, they don't have to wonder that. And it's just so powerful to me, and I hate that everybody doesn't get to feel like that. Like, there was this little grandmother who introduced Obama and said, I wish everybody could hug him. And I thought, it's so true. I do wish everybody could hug President Obama. That's the emotional level, though. Literally, we were talking about passing out hugs. That's like a Twitter joke, but it's true.
What's frustrating to me is that the Republican message has been reduced to this caricature of we hate government.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about the reasons that I'm a Republican, I could stand up and give a really darn inspiring speech about that, I think. I mean, there's a lot of great stuff to say. It does make me proud. It makes me excited. It makes me love my country. And I'm just sad that's not where we are as a party. And I feel so much conviction about, like, how can I personally be part of moving us in that direction?
Well, so and let me say this too. That chain is not a Democratic Party chain.
Right.
That chain is an American chain. And that chain is weaker when we all don't get to participate in it. And that's what's happening right now.
Right. It requires both perspectives.
Yeah.
And we say this all the time, but it requires a partner in the other party. That's how it should be viewed, really, that these two parties are partners, not adversaries. And that's just gotten completely lost. And so, you know, that's something that I want to work for. But so we've touched on this, you know, President Obama was the main event of the evening. And this is just totally in his zone. This is what he does best. And he
killing
did it. And he did it. And it was special. It was very cool for me as a Republican to be part of it. I don't understand people, whatever your politics are, to see a sitting president speak is an amazing thing.
And I think that's such a good speaker.
Yeah, it's just important. I think it's just important to, like, step back and reflect on sort of the gravity of that office in a lot of ways and how much respect we need to have for that office. And I thought he was really terrific.
Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. And they've even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit right. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.
There's not much worse than a dry, itchy scalp. Also, when you get your hair colored and then it does not last as long as you and your stylist discussed, it could be that unfiltered, mineral-filled water is the culprit. Hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin, and about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Before I say what I was going to say about Obama, we can't forget Tim Kaine, America's favorite dad. I mean, the Twitter jokes about Tim Kaine being your best friend's dad, like, my favorite was, you found one that said, Tim Kaine is the dad who catches you smoking pot, doesn't rat you out, but then makes you listen to a speech about brain development. Like, he's just so likable. He's just so, like, golly shucks. I mean, I know O'Biden said malarkey, but Tim Kaine could have. And I also read someone said they asked his staffer, tell me something to get to, like, tell me something about Tim Kaine. And she was like, he doesn't carry one harmonica. He carries four harmonicas at all times. And I thought what he did really well was there was some discontent in the crowd. Apparently there was a big protest outside. There were several people in the crowd. They chanted over Leon Panetta, no more war, no lies. And they had their TPP signs, which I posted on Twitter. I'm losing my nuance if TPP is the only thing you care about. They disrupted it. And I thought he sort of surfed it very well and sort of rode that wave and played nice guy, ignored it when appropriate, and he gave a Bernie shout out. Like, I thought he did a good job.
I like that he is comfortable as a centrist too.
Yeah.
Because he, more than anyone else, made an effort to reach across the aisle and to say, look, if you're a Republican not finding a place with your party right now, we welcome you. And I saw on Twitter some progressives who were unhappy with that message. But I really appreciate that he's comfortable being that messenger and recognizes that that's an important role for him to play. And I do kind of think, come on, y'all. Like, this is something Sarah says, too. You're the president of everybody. Once you're the president, you got to be the president of everybody. Any representative should be a representative.
Well, he's a senator from Virginia. He understands.
Right.
It's like Virginia's some progressive haven.
So it was a packed agenda. Let's talk about the logistics for a second.
Oh, so good.
It was out of control. Ahead. Yes, thank you. We were in kind of the nosebleed section. There were zero seats available.
Zero seats.
And it was to the point where if you got up to leave, you just couldn't. Really. Yeah. You couldn't go get a drink. You couldn't use the restroom because your seat would be gone. There were really unhappy people who had credentials for the event and could not sit down. A huge number of people tried to sit on the stairs between rows of seats where we were.
Secret Service had to come in
and clear everyone out. Some people were very rude to the people working the event, too. And I just want to say, like, the people who work these events, that is a long day. That is an incredibly hard job. Made harder here by the production value of this event because they literally have a sign that says every word that any speaker is going to say. And so these poor people are lugging around these signs constantly and dealing with everyone being like, me, me, me. And they're always saying, like, I'm coming back. Calm down.
There was a really nice moment where they were passing out signs that said thank you. And everybody was like, thank you.
Yeah.
There was like this like rush of love for the woman handing out. You're doing a great job. Thank you for handing out the signs. The most interesting thing was like, they told her to get up off the steps, and this one woman was like, have some respect. They're talking about dead people up there. And I'm like, I mean, not to be flippant, but that seems to be the theme of the program, if that's your excuse for not getting out of the stairway.
Well, and also have some respect for the people who are only doing their jobs to try to keep everyone here safe and comfortable. So, yeah, it frustrates me when people are rude in any
I will
any
say
scenario.
As a Democrat, it does not surprise me at all that we over-credentialed this event. Mm-hmm. It's sort of our thing. It's, you know, we're a big tent. It's transactional, built on relationships. So, yeah, no, I'm not surprised. When I heard somebody said the DNC over-credentialed the event, I thought, yeah, that sounds like us.
So it'll be a very interesting day today. We're going to try to spend some time in the exhibit hall. Sarah's going to go see Lady Gaga, we think, so that'll be exciting. I am going to camp out and try to get us decent seats because I have a feeling, given what we saw last night and the night before, that people will be there approximately now to get ready for the event to start. So we will record again as soon as we can to give you a wrap up. I will tell you that we won't have an episode coming out early Friday morning because we'll both be on airplanes.
Mm-hmm. Unless we record tonight.
We will do our best to be back in touch soon. Thank you so much for joining us for this weekend, this experience. Stay in touch with us on social media and keep it nuanced, y'all.